June 7, 2025. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Keeping in Step. Opening Prayer. Lord God, all of who I am and have belongs to you. Help me that everything I do today is an expression of love and gratitude. Read Galatians chapter 5, verses 13 through 26. Life by the Spirit. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. These are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. Reflect. What helps you follow through on a list of tasks? Is anticipation of accomplishment enough, or do other rewards make a difference? The second half of Paul's letter to the Galatians is focused on the reality that, in Christ, life is freedom, having secured release from the bondage of the law. However, Paul repeatedly warns how such freedom can be easily lost. In this wonderful section of the letter, he emphasizes that the only way to be truly free is by keeping in step with the Holy Spirit. I was fascinated by watching the procession following Queen Elizabeth II's hearse on the day of her funeral in September 2022. Of the thousands marching, I didn't spot anyone at any point marching out of step. Paul gives a detailed list of what it looks like to be out of step with God's best. He describes these behaviors as desires of the sinful nature. As you consider the list, you will see that many of these things seem to come naturally to us. There is a better way that Paul says in his direct contradiction to our sinful nature. This internal battle that wages within us is more fully described by Paul in his letter to the Romans. Like me, you may read this and feel frustrated that what sounds so wonderful is so much more challenging to live out. Why not take a moment to read some words from one of Paul's other letters? In Philippians, he encourages his readers to fix their minds on certain things and to put into practice what they have learned. I'm convinced that, as we repeatedly engage in virtues pleasing to the Holy Spirit, these virtues will, in time, become a natural part of us. None of the marchers at the Queen's funeral would have gotten up that morning and joined the procession, having never marched before. Apply. Take a moment for introspection. Look at the contrasting list in this passage. Closing prayer. Father, help me turn from any destructive behavior and lead me toward the light of Jesus' presence.